This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Paul Douglas back with you. We talk quite a bit about farming. Minnesota has an amazing farming culture. As an entrepreneur, I salute America's original entrepreneurs, which were farmers, taking risks every year, every season, taking risks with uncertain returns. That is the definition of an entrepreneur. And so I'm blown away by what they do and the risks they take. And I gobble up all the technology, the GPS-enabled tractors and the precision farming now. And Kurt Burns has been very transparent and helpful talking about some of the challenges and opportunities facing farmers. He farms out in Stuart, about 75 miles west of the Twin Cities. Kurt joins us today on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, Kurt, welcome back.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Depends who you ask. Don't talk to my wife. I'm going to pretend I'm doing okay.
That's good. Well, we're doing a lot better than the last time you talked to us. It looks like we got everything planted in the area that I cover in Sibley, McLeod, Renville County area, Meeker County area, and Nicollet County area. And so the last 3 weeks with warmer temperatures, the crops are looking a lot better and have responded very well. So the attitude is a little bit better than the last time we talked.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that. And look, I know all the farmers got off to a late start this year with our chilly spring. Has the recent heat kind of made up for that late start?
Yeah, it has, Paul. The recent heat, now obviously the last couple of days have been too excessive of warm temperatures, but the sunshine and the warm temperatures the last 3 weeks have really got this crop growing, and we still need time. You still have to make up that time at the end of the growing season. So you hope that the frost date is going to be in mid to late October this year. But at this point, we're advancing the crop very, very well.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. Hey, a lot of concerns about supply chain issues, the price of gasoline, and I know that farmers are impacted by that. Is that affecting your operations, Kurt?
At this point, no, but we've been hearing some rumblings about diesel fuel availability this fall, liquid propane for drying our corn, those type of things. You hope that the supply chain will be good, but them are always things that the curveball can hit you pretty bad when things like that happen, because we need diesel fuel and LP to get our crop out of the fields in the fall. And so we hope that that supply chain is there, but it's we're hearing a little rumblings that there could be some disruption there. Let's hope not.
Is the mood among your colleagues, your friends, fellow farming advocates right now, are people more optimistic than they were even a couple of months ago in spite of the supply chain and inflation? What is the mood out there? I know that during the height of the pandemic, there was a lot of despair, a lot of farmers, you know, taking their lives out of desperation, not being able to, you know, not being able to break even, losing money, going into bankruptcy, not being able to provide. I hope things are better. Do you sense that things are a little bit better in the community?
Yeah, I do, Paul. And I'm going to tell you, you are correct. The weather is everything for agriculture. And when the weather cooperates, the attitudes and the moods of getting your work done out here in the fields and with the livestock is so much better. And when the weather, you know, is not in your favor like it was a month ago for a lot of growers in the state of Minnesota and Dakotas, that just adds to your anxiety of commodity prices and the supply chain issues that we're facing. So when the weather cooperates, everybody's attitude is a lot better. And we're all willing to put the hours in and getting our work done. But when the weather doesn't cooperate, it's pretty frustrating.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Hey, Kurt, I want to talk about weather weirding, since you kind of alluded to this. I remember I talked at the Minnesota Farmers Union a couple of years ago, and I just showed the data and the trends, precipitation, flooding, et cetera, longer growing season. People nodded. Nobody pushed back, at least not publicly. And people came up afterwards, and they didn't necessarily refer to climate change. They called it, the weather patterns are different, Paul. There's been a change in the last 20, 30 years. What do we do about it? Is weather weirding showing up in your fields? Have you noticed changes in the last 20 years? How are things different than they were maybe for your father?
I tell you, Paul, I think the extremes are so much more than they were when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s as a teenager and early adult. I think years ago when we used to be out in the fields, if you saw the clouds come in from the west, you meant you had probably an all-day rain coming, and at the end of the day, you maybe had an inch to inch and a half of rain. And now these events, when they come, you can get an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain in 15 minutes. And that's what causes the water erosion and the flooding so drastically, is that the extremes of the moisture that comes, or the thunderstorm activity, and then now the extremes of wind and hot and heat. And now you have, just 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we were wet with these soils, and now we're drying out and within a 3 to 4 week pattern. And I think that's the differences that it was back 40, 45 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, the dries are drier and the wets are wetter. It seems like the hydrology cycle is on fast forward. And frankly, that's what the climate models were predicting 30 years ago. And we've kind of gone from theory to reality. I really do believe that every threat is an opportunity. The techniques that we used back in the 70s and 80s probably won't work in the 2020s and 2030s. But thankfully, there are a lot of smart people working on ways to get those record yields no matter what Mother Nature throws at us. But Kurt Burns, it's been an honor chatting with you over the years. I wish you and yours the very best, and we'll be in touch. Thank you for the update, Kurt.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Have a great evening.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com